Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. Today is February 14th, and this episode is called How to Build Team Relationships. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4:8. How do you build any relationship? It's the same. As a leader, don't wait for others to initiate. It's up to you to build relationships with your team so you can fully understand who they are and how you can help them accomplish more, better, everything in their lives. Your job is not only to make money to feed your family, but to help others build community, accomplish for yourself and your employer, and honor God. You are to benefit society as a whole. To do anything less doesn't use your time and effort to the fullest. A relationship consists of doing the things from the Articles on Character, see January 16th through the 31st. Honesty, trust, authenticity, respect, etc. In general, we don't have those things with anyone until we earn them, but we can start by getting to know more deeply the other person. Get coffee once a week with your teammates. Do lunch. Have them over for dinner. This isn't a cursory relationship we're talking about. You are going to get to know a lot about them, their struggles, their needs, their hopes, their financial position. Why? Because if you don't know where they are in life, you cannot help them get to where they need to be. And that's what leadership is all about, helping people get to where they want or need to be. If you don't know their hopes, you can't point them and help them get there. If you don't know their needs, you can't help them meet their own needs. If you don't know their spouse and kids, you don't know how to help them raise their families the best way. Scrooge, anyone? Find common ground in your time with them. Learn to like them for their sake, not just your own. Certain personalities take a while to crack the exterior. They have to trust you before they love you. Include them in your life. You don't have to do it with the whole organization, but you should do it with your direct reports and teach them to do it with theirs. Build a system. Set up a plan on paper or your device to build it with each person and define what it takes for them. The more you know them and, yes, love them, the more you build relationships and the more they're willing to give you permission, level 2, to lead them. They don't have to be your BFF, but you do need to understand them well to lead them best. Lord, help me build deeper relationships with my team. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.